save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
A winter weather advisory and a hazardous weather outlook on the overnight tonight and into your Tuesday as we see the wind chill factor making temperatures feel like 20 degrees below zero. For your Tuesday, flurries and cloudy skies, your high around 5 degrees, the wind chill factor making it feel like 25 degrees below zero. It's time for Just Start Talking on Thunder Country. Just Start Talking is a community service program from KIIC. And now with your host, Pat Powers, here's Just Start Talking.
With me now for my installment of Just Start Talking, I've got Randy and Linda Spears out of Hedrick, Iowa. Folks, thanks for being with me today on KIIC.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. It's one of those delights to talk about something that's very close. It's going to be happening in Ottumwa. It's called the Third Annual Homesteaders of Iowa activity that's going to be happening there, the Midwest Conference. Before we get into that, because there's a lot of information there, tell us a little bit about yourselves in terms of did you grow up into this area and how did you get started into being part of the Homesteaders of Iowa?
Yes, we grew up in Hedrick, or I grew up in Hedrick, I should say, and my wife grew up in Eddyville, and we both grew up on the farm, and it kind of prepared us for what we're doing now at this Homesteading of Iowa event. We got started when a friend of ours called us down to talk about, he wanted to start a homesteading event, and we talked with him and a few others in the neighborhood. And we started about 3 or 4 years ago, I forget now. And it just went from there. We started small and kept growing.
Linda, what else? What would you like to add?
Taking care of chickens, taking care of pigs, taking care of cattle. I was the milkmaid on our farm. So we've been hands-on in agriculture for most of our life, gardening and those kind of things. But once we first met these homesteaders at our first event, they kind of grow on us because they're such kind, considerate people that it's like you just want a whole room full around you because we just... They're such good people.
They're like family.
Well, let's get down to terminology a little bit. Some people may not even understand what the terminology of homesteaders is. I mentioned erroneously Practical Farmers of Iowa. What is homesteaders stand for? What are they all about?
It's a movement. It's a community. It's people helping people. And you can be in an apartment in town and still be a homesteader, or you can be a full-fledged farmer and still do the homesteading activities. So it's a frame of mind. And
most homesteaders, like Linda said, either live in an apartment or just a lot in town, or up to 10 acres is considered a homesteader. And they just want to get back to nature. They want to be more self-reliant, learn to do the skills that maybe their grandparents did, or even prior to that. And they like to raise their kids in a way that's holistic. Is that what I should say?
Wholesome.
Wholesome, yeah.
They're really concerned about their food. What you put in your body, junk in, junk out. So they want their food to be wholesome, so they grow their own. They can their own. They like to use freeze dryers and things like that.
Yeah, they want to preserve their food. And
some of them butcher their own meat. You know, it either you shop for the best food that you can get. That's the one area, the one side of it, and the other side is you raise everything you eat. So anywhere in between.
All right. I'm talking with Randy and Linda Spears out of Hedrick, Iowa. They're talking about the third annual Homesteaders of Iowa Midwest Conference that's going to be coming up February 21st and February 22nd. That's a Friday and a Saturday at the Bridgeview Center in Ottumwa. And there's several things that are going to be happening at this Homesteaders of Iowa Expo Midwest Conference for 2025. Go ahead and indulge in a couple of these speakers that you have lined up.
One of our speakers is Ruth Ann Zimmerman from Homesteading with the Zimmermans. She and her husband were raised Old Order Mennonite, and so they have all of those types of homesteading skills that they learned as they were growing up, and Ruth Ann shares that on her YouTube channel, where she reaches over 300,000 subscribers. Another one is Dr. Patrick Jones. He's coming in from Idaho, and he is a practicing veterinarian and a naturopath, and so he treats both people and animals with herbal, natural methods. Monty Schrunk, he's a gardener and a beekeeper in Missouri, and he studied under Dr. Leo Sharashkin. I have trouble pronouncing that one. But they promote natural beekeeping. And so he'll be speaking on natural beekeeping, and he also has a booth where you can purchase things from him. Dr. Michelle Bergmeier is nationally known. She speaks at conferences. She's also a veterinarian, but she lives in Fairfield. And she's going to be addressing diseases, especially chicken diseases, which may include our famous bird flu.
Our speakers are nationally and internationally known. And we want to bring in only the experts in their fields to share their knowledge and skills.
From what I'm hearing as I go through this, you're not opposed to vaccinations, it seems like. You're not opposed to using techniques that help you grow better items at all. You're utilizing what you have and growing your own. I kind of like that. But getting back to the vaccinations, is that what I'm seeing, or is that not there?
Well, we have those two veterinarians, and in their practices, at least in Dr. Jones's practice, he vaccinates as needed, you know. But if there's an herbal substitute for that, then he will use that. And if there's an herbal substitute to medications, he will use that. But his purpose is to keep the animals alive.
Yes, very much so. Yeah, very good. So this is going to be happening at the Bridgeview Center. Again, I'm talking with Randy and Linda Spears of Hedrick, talking about Homesteaders of Iowa. They're going to have their Midwest Conference at the Bridgeview Center. It's going to be happening on the weekend of February 21st and 22nd there. So you have indicated that there is a large amount of folks coming in. These speakers, are they going to be in small breakout rooms, or is everybody going to be in the theater?
Well, we'll be using the theater for the speakers we think are going to pull the greatest crowd. And then there's also going to be three breakout rooms to take care of the others. So they're up to four speakers at a time, so you get to choose which ones you want to go to. We have quite a variety of speakers. They go from how to get your kids to help you on the homestead, solar. We already touched on the veterinarians and naturopaths, and we have midwife. You know, if you want to use a midwife, then she has lots of insight on that. How to make your own body products, making candles, grafting trees, raising cattle, raising rabbits, raising sheep, how to can, how to preserve your food, and we have some gardeners too. So we have a big variety of opportunities for you to learn.
You mentioned solar, am I correct? Did I hear that? Okay, so can you indulge a little bit further into that? Do you have any information for people to come out? Because this is something that is a natural item, you know, how to collect that solar.
We, John Ewing, he's from Omaha area. He'll be here. He'll be our keynote speaker as well. And he's a proponent of kind of a do-it-yourself approach. Now, there's all kinds of solar contractors that you can hire to put it in, but they're quite high, and his approach is more do it yourself, like I said, where you buy the pieces you need and install it. Start small, try that, then add solar panels and more batteries and so forth. And he's pretty much off the grid as far as he does not have, in his own home, he does not have to have utility bills. So that's quite interesting and quite helpful.
Yes. So. Yes, very much indeed. There's activities for kids as well, so that's kind of cool. You can bring your children there. Talk about that.
Right. And we have a lot of parents coming that they homeschool, and they're bringing their children to go to some of the classes and help teach them how to do different things too. So it's something that not everybody has a chance to learn.
But there will be activities for the younger children, just to make a little fun time for them.
Good. There is a cost involved to get in the door because of this activity. It's a two-day event. Talk about that.
Okay, that's if there are tickets age 12 to 18 are the youth tickets. They're $15 each. And again, that's for 2 days. Above 18 is adults, and that would be $50. And 2 days again. Well, not only do we have the classes, but we also have a vendor hall that's going to be pretty packed with vendors, all kinds of different things, from candles, beeswax wraps. Now, that's interesting, where you take some cotton cloth and impregnated with beeswax, and you can use that instead of like saran wrap or wax paper or anything like that. You can wrap it around your food bowl. It'll preserve the food indefinitely, almost.
Yeah, and something like unpaper towels, where there's a way to have cloth towels available, like a paper towel roll.
And that's just one example. If you come, you're going to learn something.
Absolutely. I'm talking with Randy and Linda Spears here. They're out of Hedrick. They're with the Homesteaders of Iowa. They've got their Midwest Conference coming up over at the Bridgeview Center in Ottumwa. Now, that happens on February 21st. That's a Friday. And then again on February 22nd. That's a Saturday. And they're talking about all the great things that they had there at the Homesteaders of Iowa. The doors open up at 8 a.m. in the morning, and then the keynote address welcome is going to be at 8:30, and then the first class will start up at 9:45. Of course, the vendor hall is going on at 9 a.m. So you mentioned the vendors doing demonstrations as well.
Awesome.
I see that some of the sponsors here, Spears Bee Farm, you know anything about those folks?
Yeah, a little bit. We'll be there as well. And I think Linda has a list of the vendors as far as where they're going to be.
Yeah, I did bring them with me, but like we were saying, we have the gal that has the natural things that she makes. She takes old sheets and embroiders them, and makes them into things that, you know, repurposes those items.
Main gist of this is to create an aura for people to get involved with this and to show them that they can do more things than simplified on their own, right?
Right. Yeah. Some things, you know, outside people would look at it and say, oh, that's too hard for me. But these speakers will help to make that easier. Plus, there's demonstrations inside the vendor hall. Several of those are going to show how to make things. Well, some of the activities we have for demonstrators, artisans, are things like bow making, you know, like, and I think he's going to be bringing a long bow so that people can actually pick up and, you know, play with. wool spinning, tree grafting, those are some of the, a few of them. And other vendors, we're going to have somebody with organic grains, products to enrich your soil. If your soil isn't nutritious, then your food won't be nutritious. So we want to make sure that everything's as good as possible. Solar, baked goodies, kitchen items, made wooden kitchen items, other homemade kitchen items. So.
If I could go back to that tree grafting, I'm assuming, you correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm assuming we're talking about different fruits as well.
Right. This person does most of his grafting for bonsai, but it's the same process. So, yeah, he teaches them how to graft their own fruit trees.
I love the bonsai. That's a very interesting item. Please, go ahead. All right, Randy, there was an indication that this is a movement, not only in Iowa, but across the United States and maybe even the world. Talk about how things are moving along with this homesteaders.
Sure. I think it's important to note that homesteading is not some fringe group that wants to run to their bunker in the hills. They're not survivalist. It's just a way of life. And there's many homesteading organizations across the country in several states, including Oklahoma, Missouri, Michigan, Indiana, Kentucky and Tennessee area. And Virginia has a group called Homesteaders of America. And they've been going for
nine
years, I believe it is. And it's a big event once a year out there. As we are, Homesteaders of Iowa is the only organized homesteading group in Iowa that I'm aware of. And I've been in talks with our state representative to see what the state of Iowa can do to promote this movement. And they are interested in doing something. So that's something to look forward to. As a group, the homesteaders are all in their prime of life, the 30s to 45 years of age. And they're college educated, all from bachelor's, master's, and PhDs. And they earn more than the average American does, and they're able to live on less than what they earn, which is something kind of hard to do sometimes these days. So we're not a, like I said, a fringe group. It was actually pretty solid, the good moral people. And I would also say that you do not have to be a card-carrying homesteader to come to this event. Everybody can come and learn something they can take home, put to use for their family. And by the way, card-carrying homesteader is not a real thing. I just, my slant on it.
Maybe we need to make it a real thing.
Maybe
here's
we do.
I'm talking with Randy and Linda Spears out of Hedrick, Iowa. They are in charge of the third annual Homesteaders of Iowa Midwest Conference that's going to be going on, the Expo 2025. It's occurring on Friday, February 21st, and Saturday, February 22nd, at the Bridgeview Center in Ottumwa. And again, let's go ahead and chat about that admission prices again.
Okay, adults 18 and higher are $50 a ticket, and children 12 to 18, $15. Under 12 is free.
And of course, it's a 2-day event, so you want to get your money's worth. You can go both days for that price and get so much information about the homesteaders in terms of creating items in and live. with less expenses because you're making so many things for yourself and creating an opportunity to save money because you don't have those expenses. So it's really cool to hear about those.
Well, you can get your tickets online. If you go to homesteadersofiowa.com, the homepage will have some place to go get your tickets, some place to go purchase apparel for the event, and a lot of information about the event.
And I see that you have this really cool poster you'll be putting up in the areas. It has a couple of QR codes that you can utilize with your smartphone, and one goes to the website, and the other one goes for tickets. You can buy those online through your phone and get that taken care of. So that's kind of a nice technology item as well.
Yes, it is. We have put a lot of work into the event. We have some volunteers that have just been spectacular at helping us, and I would just encourage everybody to come because you're going to learn something, you're going to enjoy yourself, and it's just something I'm sure would be advantage to everybody.
People who've been to some of our previous events, they use this time, that it's a planned vacation for them. So plan your vacation, come to Homesteaders of Iowa.
Just like anything else in life, you get out of it what you put into it. And so this event on February 21st and February 22nd, that's a Friday and Saturday at the Bridgeview Center, allows you the opportunity to learn things about these activities. Cost is $50. You can get that at the door or get it online right now. Kids that are 12 through 18, they're $15, and under 12, they are free. So Randy and Linda Spears, thank you so much for being with me here on KIIC.
Thank you, Pat.
A reminder to our listeners, if you want to listen to this podcast all over again, go to our website, www.KIICradio.com. Select the Audio Vault tab at the top, and on the right side, you'll find this podcast of this Just Start Talking episode and listen to it all again, or just a little snippet of it if you'd like.
There's a tear in my beer, 'cause I'm crying for you, dear. You are on my lonely mind. Into these last few beers, I have shed a million tears. You are on my lonely mind. I'm gonna keep drinking
question of the day today. 50% of us, when we go on vacation, we do this and we shouldn't do this on vacation. What is it that we shouldn't do when we're on vacation? What do you think it is? Yeah, we'll get to that answer coming up. I've got Patty Loveless, Cal Smith, Mark Chestnut coming up.
Well, it sure feels good to come in here and just pull up a seat. Frosty mug of a cool one helps to beat the heat. These old dog days of summer, Lord, I'll be glad when they're gone. It's too hot to fish, too hot for golf, and too cold at home. That baseball game on TV takes me back to when I was a kid. We proudly wore those uniforms just like the Dodgers did. Yeah, we won a few and lost a few, and for me it still goes on. Too hot to fish, and too hot for golf, and too cold at home. Well, I only planned on one or two. I might stay for free if that good-looking thing in the corner keeps smiling back. It made yeah, it's so easy not to care about what's right or what's wrong. It's too hot to fish.
On the Cyclone Sports Network. From Learfield, welcome to the Cyclone Coach's Corner, powered by Chevron Renewable Energy Group. Also brought to you by Hy-Vee, who proudly supports the Iowa State Cyclones. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Now, live, here's the voice of the Cyclones, John Walters.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Cyclone Coach's Corner. Fueled by Chevron. Fueling your game for a lower carbon tomorrow makes you a winner today. So glad you could join us today. We've got Bill Fenley as our first guest, and we'll have T.J. Otzelberger a little bit later in the show. Our guest co-host today is Noah Wolf, the voice of Cyclone Women's Basketball, and they are coming off a real good win at Kansas on Saturday. So, Coach, that's a great place to start. That's a Kansas program that through the years, there's been some pretty good battles, and to get a sweep over them is really, really good.
Yeah, John, it was great. Our kids played really, really well. I thought it came at we had our open week. Coach McCarney taught me it's not off week.
Right.
It was open week, and we needed it. We had some kids that, from a health standpoint, needed some time off, and I thought we went down to KU and really played well. Offensively, I don't know that we could have played much better. We shot the ball well. Our balance was good. And in a year or season now where you only play three teams twice, those sweeps become really important. And so, obviously, we got that one, and now we play Central Florida and K-State. So it's like you're so used to this rhythm in the past of playing everyone twice, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, wow, now we have to do it three of the last five. But a good effort all around.